MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Zach Calista, CEO of Karooooo. We had results for the quarter ending March, saw earnings per share up 41%, an interim dividend of 108, and that, of course, is US cents. Zach, appreciate the time today. Before we get into numbers, the big story on Friday, your results came out. There was the CrowdStrike update, which bricked computers the world over. Did that have any impact on your operations?
No, Simon. We weren't affected. Obviously, some of our customers were, but we as a company were not affected by that.
I mean, that must be. I mean, I apparently it was literally just a line of code. I mean, for a IT operation such as yourself, it must be a worst nightmare. You can do all the QA in the world and the redundancy, but sometimes something just goes wrong, I guess.
I think it can happen. I think it can happen to anyone, actually, quite frankly.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
You take all the provisions that you can think of, but, you know, it's never perfect.
Yeah. I've deployed live software in a stockbroker environment, and it worked every time except for once, and I will never forget that. Worst 36 hours of my life. Let's move to the numbers. A strong set of numbers, another record set of numbers. Cartrack subscribers up 17%. Net additions up 88%. You're past 2 million Cartrack subscribers. A really strong quarter. And this coming on, a strong quarter for the end of the financial year as well. This is the first quarter of the new year.
Yes, our first quarter was really good. And we also had a very strong second quarter. So if you look on our website, you'll see we surpassed 2.1 million subscribers already. So it's proving to be a good first quarter and a good first 5 months.
Are you picking up market share in the South African environment? I'm fairly sure I've asked you that question before, but I look out at an economy which is struggling and vehicle sales which are doing even more poorly, and it looks like market share gains.
I think we are getting market share from our peers, but I think fundamentally it's also our value proposition is getting stronger and stronger. You know, what we deliver in our platform today, it really is a no-brainer that every single company in South Africa should be on our platform. For what we charge and what we give the customers and how we assist them to build their businesses and to digitalize their businesses and to really make life easy for them to run their business, it really is a no-brainer. So I believe that we will continue getting momentum out of the South African market.
And this is what you and I have been chatting about for many years, the amount of data that you have and the way you're then able to present it to your customers, to your corporates, who then, frankly, are able to be more efficient at their business.
No, our data is invaluable. We've got so much data from so many sectors, and this data and all the learnings that we've got over the years just makes it much easier for us to be able to deliver real value to our customers.
Is there a sense, and obviously you've got your forward guidance in the results, that is very strong. You're sitting on a giant cash pile. You've got strong momentum. You could continue and potentially even pick up and grow at a faster rate.
We can grow at a faster rate, but obviously one of the bottlenecks in South Africa for us has been we haven't had office space, which that's been resolved now in September. And, Simon, in any business, it's always very difficult to build talent, you know. You've got to find them, then you've got to train them, you've got to have the patience to get the staff to a certain level. And it really takes a lot to build a great team.
Yeah, that of course, that new office, the one down there in the corner of Turret and Jan Smuts in Rosebank. I want to switch quickly to delivery as a service. Still very small, but absolutely growing. And again, here, this is more than just a courier company, you know, with a driver and a truck. This again is, I mean, I think you call it delivery as a service. This is high-end data again.
So that business really is to take our enterprise customers, our large corporate customers, and to help them with the e-commerce operations. And what we're finding is a lot of the last mile delivery companies, the consumers talk to their app, and they, from their app, they talk to the businesses. And obviously, what a lot of businesses are wanting is they don't want to go through a third-party app to get orders, because otherwise they lose control of the, you know, whose menu is the consumer going to see. So it's really a business aimed at B2B. It's aimed at large enterprise customers. And it's, I believe, creating real value for all our customers.
How many large enterprise customers do you have these days?
Well, we've got quite a lot. I haven't got them on my list now, but I think we probably have in excess of 300.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is quite chunky. That's still a relatively new business. Share buybacks have been a part of the career for the last little while. Is that something, again, you've got a significant cash pile? The share is certainly looking cheap from our perspective. Share buybacks still something on the agenda potentially?
Well, it potentially can be, but it's extremely difficult under the American SEC rules to buy shares. It's not like the JSE. Mm. So it makes it extremely difficult to buy. The share price is looking a little bit better. I still believe there's a tremendous, it's still cheap, I do believe. Mm-hmm. But I think fundamentally one of the things that we are looking for is to increase, over time, the share price, so that we can increase liquidity, because that's certainly one of the ways to increase liquidity.
I take your point. And I mean, you are your cash needs, and I appreciate you, your talent is certainly a big cost for you, but you're not a capital intensive business in any sense either. I mean, this is software. You don't have, you know, trucks on the road and the like. Those are your clients' challenges.
Yeah. So we've got a very sort of, I think our, if you look at our balance sheet, it's asset-light balance sheet. And a lot of the assets that we see on it is actually just PPE. It's working capital that's sitting on acquiring our customers. So it's PPE that gets depreciated. So it's really is an asset-light balance sheet.
We'll leave it there. Zach Callisto, CEO, Karoo, appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.